Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I was talking about those that use marketing and demographics to grow a church instead of doing it God's way. So, pay close attention as we continue with that thought today. When men start turning, and this is really for preachers, when preachers start turning to marketing, when they start turning to demographics in how they're going to do ministry instead of the Word of God and letting the Holy Spirit lead, and you see, doing it the way they did in the Bible calls for sacrifice. It calls for that time in prayer. It calls for time in fasting. It calls for many hours. And boy, I tell you what, with demographics and marketing, you can get more people than doing it God's way, but all you, what you win them with is what you win them to. And you see, when you do God's will God's way, it might be a little bit harder, but those decisions are more real because these people are turning from their sin as true repentance, and they're turning into the righteousness of Christ, not to some new demographic and the latest cool thing. I don't want to be the cool church. I want to be the right church. I don't want to be the cool Christian. I want to be the right Christian. And so, again, comes back down, doing God's will, God's way, and God's time. Don't ever have a heart against the holy things of God. That is fretting against the Lord. You know, Proverbs 19:3 says, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. You know, he gets to a point that, I don't want that. I hate that standard. Not why. Read the Bible. Come on. You know, they'd rather read a little emotional devotional than really meditate in the Word. Here's a little boy who does all his chores quietly. He does them rightly. And he does them with a good attitude. But he's doing it in order to get to go to a friend's house to spend the night. The rest of the time, he must be pushed. Well, and that's what I'm trying to point out. The man who truly loves God has a habit of obedience, especially in love of the brethren. It is a joy, not grievous, as chores are to a little boy to do those grievous, unless the reward outweighs that. Now look, thank God the reward does outweigh anything that we suffer on this earth. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. But again, keepeth his commandments. You don't keep his commandments, and that is a continual case there, then you're a liar. The truth simply is not in you. And again, that doesn't come from me. That comes from God. So that takes us from to know to keepeth. And that takes us on to verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily, that is, the word verily has the idea of truly. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected, that is, matured. Hereby we know that we are in him. I like that. One of your assurances of salvation is that you're keeping his word, and you're living according to the word of God. And so, when we see that, this is a contrast to verse 4. If you truly love God, you'll keep, that is, you'll guard his commandments. Otherwise, you have only a religion, and not a good godly relationship with God. But the word keepeth is a word that was used to describe guarding a person or thing. In a prison, you're guarding a prisoner. Maybe you have a great treasure. You're protecting it. You're guarding from somebody trying to break through and steal it. It is something that has your attention. Now look, it's easy for any of us, preachers, myself, it's easy for us to let things slip. We must always be on guard because our adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So always be ready to protect what God has given us in his word. Now it says, keepeth his word. It is not only a commandment, but it is his word. This is a person who meditates on his word and finds that meditation in his word, as he hides it in his heart, as a result, he does not sin against God. So, meditate on his word. Keep his word. Hide it in your heart. Think on it. That you not be a failure and that you're shamed, as 1 John 2:28 tells about some Christians, at his appearing, saved so as by fire. When you fulfill Philippians 4:8, what does it say? Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And when you do that, what are you doing? You're allowing the mind to be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, hopefully, you can see that. So now, when we look at this thing, I mean, really, when you look at this thing, you know, I get excited about it. What a blessing it is. Seeing these things here, you know, I see two principles that stand out to me. Jesus, the Son of Man, came to seek and to save that which is lost. That was his purpose. That was the purpose of God for him among men. And then secondly, John 14:23 says this, that God is a spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and truth. So he says that the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for why the Father seeketh such to worship him. So God is a spirit. We're to worship him in spirit and in truth. He was sent to save men. And then it says in John 1:18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. So, if you speak of the world and this life, and you rarely have praise on your lips, it is because we lack a true fellowship with God. His word is not in us. We're not meditating on it. We're not guarding it. And so, we are not keeping his word. We're not allowing the mind of God to be in us, as it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so, we're not allowing that to take place. Sin is the first issue with which each of us must deal, because it hinders a true, pure, and holy worship of God. Here's somebody that takes off to the beach. It's Sunday. Now, with the way people dress at beaches today, don't go there any day, but they take off Sunday, they miss church, and they take some teenagers with them. Hence, those teenagers aren't in church. And they say, well, look, we've got liberty to do this. And you may have liberty to do that, as far as man is concerned. But don't apply that liberty, because God gives you the liberty to sin and reject Him or to do righteousness. Don't think of yourself as righteous. You do that and saying, well, we've got liberty, because that is lasciviousness. And that is turning, as Jude 4 warned of the last days, the grace of God, which is always pure and holy, is turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. No rules, no standards, anything goes. Now, keeping His word is not only obeying His commandments, but it's also seeking His will and doing it as per Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now, by the word first, he means the most important. First commandment was you not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. So when he says the first tree, he's not talking about that commandment or some other command. He's talking about the first commandment, the most important to God, is loving Him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Now, if he says that's the most important to Him, wouldn't you say that the greatest sin is what God says is the most important, the greatest importance to Him? You break that commandment. You've broken what is the greatest to Him. Well, God says it's loving Him. Now, have you always loved the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and strength? I haven't, and I fail at that on a continuing basis. So to think that I deserve to go to heaven, that is stupid. I don't deserve heaven. I don't even deserve reward. So we want to learn how to love God with all of our heart. We want to learn how to love the Lord thy God with all our soul, our mind, and our strength. And the first step is getting into His word and meditating on it. And as we do, the love of God is perfected. That is, it is matured in us. The Christian then is directed by doctrine and the principles of God's word in their daily life. And when your mind is in His word, you're seeking to understand and know Him all the more. The flesh and temptation then becomes repulsive. Now, I've seen it in ones whose life had been scarred by alcohol, rock music, and things of that nature before salvation. Now, these are the kind of people that have the strongest stands against those things.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.